libel for what? So what do these three things have in common? Social media posts, signing off on company reports, and being on an investment committee. What they have in common is you're on the hook and you better protect yourself. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the benefit companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, part-time property and casualty agent, and your host for this chat about liability you may not know you had. Our property and casualty division works with our clients on their personal insurance, like home and auto and boats and recreational stuff, and then also with our business owners on their work comp, business insurance, including professional liability, business coverage, cyber, business auto, etc. Now, I've been licensed in property and casualty, life and health for a lot of years. And I said I'm a part-time PNC agent because I really spend most of my time in consulting and marketing. However, I'm still current in the industry and things have changed regarding who is liable for a bunch of things. Reality is, if a lawsuit is going to be filed, the plaintiff will typically name everyone remotely attached to the suit. Here's where you, as a business owner and a parent or family member, need to know what you are liable for. Actually, your employees too. Let's start with social media and what you need to know. Social media insurance can cover a lawsuit over mistakes and advertising injuries, such as a post or video that violates a copyright, or a defamation case, or infringement of business documents. But also think of this. Say you're asked to start a company podcast or write a blog, and now you are representing your company with the words you write or say. Without guidelines from your company and insurance to cover your words, you and the company could be at risk for what you say. And with any lawsuit, there will be time, money, lawyers, costs associated with corrections, reprinting, or recalling content, and then damage to your company's reputation. So as a business owner, a logical assumption would be, well, this stuff is covered, right, under the general liability insurance piece of my business policy. But that may not be the case, and you might be at risk. Now, I'm pretty sure you've heard that, you know, there are employees out there posting something that caused their termination, or that recruiters and hiring personnel scan social media as part of their hiring process to vet their candidates. The line between posting personal info on a company's social media account or the employees posting about their company on their personal accounts, these open the door for lawsuits. Here's a recent story. A teenage child of a company owner posted a derogatory message about an employee of the company. This now put the company owner in the crosshairs, both professionally and personally. Be careful what you post. And here's what I mean by personally. Any lawsuit that goes against a company owner, it's his assets, it's his company, but his personal assets are liable as well, are in the crosshairs. So that teenager might have just cost the parent their company and some other stuff on the personal side. Another area we see issues in our industry involves the human resources team and the company retirement plan. So every company with a retirement plan is required to file an annual return on the plan. It's called the 5500 return. This return identifies a number of things such as the official name of the company, and the name of the plan, the starting and ending values of the plan, the investments in the plan, how many contributions came in, how many withdrawals went out, the number of participants involved on the plan, lots more stuff. On the first page of this return is a line for a signature. It reads, "Signature of Plan Administrator." This is the person identified in the retirement plan as having responsibility for running the plan. It could be an employer or a committee or a company executive or someone outside hired for that specific purpose. But to restate this, if I sign as plan administrator, I am responsible for the plan. That means the investments, the performance, the administration, the plan. Now, I'm not going to be the guy who signs our 5,500 return here. However, on a regular basis, we see 5,500 returns for prospects that are signed by CEOs or CFOs or controllers or HR directors. These individuals may be aware that they are responsible, liable for the plan, but from my experience, when I tell them that, they have no idea what they are on the hook for. They assume they're just signing a document. And I'm not just talking professionally. Their personal assets are also on the table if a suit were to be filed. I have several stories of explaining this to HR personnel, and they're shocked. And it was probably an afterthought as part of what they do on a daily basis for the company. It was probably never explained to anyone at the company and just handed off as a task to complete. Now think of the damage to you both professionally and personally if all of your assets were on the hook for a lawsuit against a plan that you had nothing to do with except signing on it. This also applies to investment committees. One story shared by our retirement plan division tells about an on-site meeting where the investment committee for the company was in the room. This committee included employees of the company, easily identified because they were wearing their uniforms. Now, it may have been a company tradition to include employees on committees. However, when the investment committee was informed that as part of the committee, each one of them was on the hook personally for the plan in the event of a lawsuit, they were in shock. And then when our retirement plan team went back to that company for the next meeting, that group of employees were no longer part of the investment committee, as they all recused themselves. So this is a case of a company trying to do the right thing by involving the employees and instead putting the employees at risk by not being informed. So, what do you want to be liable for? Regarding social media and minimizing the risk, take a couple of approaches. Set guidelines for what can be talked about, who can do the talking and posting, and making sure the employees involved know the risk. Have a written policy to protect yourself and the company. As a business leader, also talk with your family members to make sure they understand the risk of mixing personal and business content and posts. Then, talk with your P&C agent about what your current liability coverage actually covers, and if additional social media coverage is needed. Our P&C division can help you understand the risk and get you covered. My teammate Christy Burgard can assist with those coverages. Regarding retirement plans and 5,500 returns, make sure that the right person is signing the return, as that person is on the hook. In my opinion, unless you have an outside vendor hired for the purpose of being the plan administrator, the owner is the only one that should sign the 5,500 return. My opinion. Now, if you have a plan administrator hired to manage a plan, then they sign. Our retirement plan division has options for consideration here, including what's called a 316 plan, which assumes almost all the risk and signs the 5,500 return. To learn more about that feature, you'll want to talk with my teammate, Neil Decker. You can find our P&C specialist, Christy, at 262-207-1999, extension 400. And our retirement plan specialist, Neil, is at 262-207-1999, extension 165. Or go to connectandsimplify.com and fill out a contact form. We are here to help, and we do all the things. Thanks for listening. Let's reduce your liability. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto at The Benefit Companies. For 48 years, The Benefit Companies has quietly enabled growing and established businesses to run finely tuned administration. The Benefit Company connects tedious aspects of business admin, simplifying every aspect of business administration. When payroll, time management, human resources, health, benefits, retirement plan, workers' comp, and compliance contribute to each other, are supported real time by real people, you're free to focus on the business. Connect and simplify, insource. The Benefit Companies. ConnectandSimplify.com.